Welcome back to The Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. The Ride University is brought to you by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. My address is there if you want to write to me. My email is there if you want to write to me. If you want to see past episodes or what we're doing for those individuals that are formerly incarcerated, head on over to edacmorgan.com. So you're probably saying, what is this RIDE thing? RIDE is what it is. It's returning citizens aspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures. And it's powered, as I indicated, by Morgan State and EDAC and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So growth beyond your backyard, that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, how do you get out of your local jurisdiction and go other places to find resources? So if you saw the one about an association, this is one that kind of that one that ties into this. So here's the quote that we have today, and it's from Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. Play by the rules, but be ferocious. All right, so just like the one in association workshop, I want to talk about events that are local, national, and international. So now that you've joined some type of association, whether it's a local chamber, national chamber, a specific chamber like Black Chamber, Women Chamber, you know, now there's an event that's taking place where you're going to go out. You want to venture out and figure out how can I benefit from this and how can I add value to this association as well. So before you go, there are some opportunities for you to do. There's some things that for you to do. And we're going to go over those in a few minutes. Well, the first thing is, you know, figure out what your goals are. You know, just like I mentioned before in the in association video, you know, what are your goals? You know, what are those things that you're looking to do as you venture out to a corporation that you're part of? So, you know, list what your goals are. And then the second thing is, well, before you do that, let me do this real quick. Let me get us all on the same page. Yeah, we did a whole bunch of these. All right, so here we are. This is where we want to be. technology for you. All right, so plan of action. So what is your plan of action, your goals? You know, what are you looking to do as you travel to possibly another city or another country? You know, list out what your goals are. What are you looking to achieve with that? Then you got to figure out what's the budget. What's the budget to be a member of that organization? To fly, to stay, to drive, to have meals. May there may be some training specific to your industry that the association is going to have. So what is your budget? Put your budget together to so that you know exactly how much you're going to be spending for your particular venture out into another conference, to a conference. And then, you know, as you leave, your business is still there. So is it operational, or once you leave, the business is shut down until you come back? So you have to figure out what systems do you have in place that's going to really help your business continue, because you don't want to miss out on sales because you're away to get sales. You want to have sales continually to come into your shop, as well as sales as you are traveling to the event, the conference. And then what are your marketing tools? You know, so I've been to a number of events over the last couple of months, and individuals, you know, I don't carry business cards. So I use my LinkedIn Or if I see that there's going to be a connection, I'll use the card that's in my contacts of my contacts of my cell phone, and we'll exchange cell phones and information from there. So think about what your marketing tools can be. You know, is it a one sheet or fact sheet, or is it a brochure? Is it a QR code that's located on a postcard that leads people back to your website? Or do you have a physical document with your products and services, you know, past performance? And if you're going to these government agencies and even some of these corporate type of events, they want to see past performance. We need to do a workshop on past performance so we can have in a capability statement. So we'll do that. But let's go back to this conference. So what are your marketing tools? What are those things that you want people to know? Now, so is there a video? You know, so are you carrying around a laptop, or again, do you have a postcard with a QR code that leads back to the video to show, hey, this was my client before, and this is my client now? So like a before and after picture. So I'm just throwing out some recommendations. You and your team know better because it's your business and it's your industry. What works for you? So think about what marketing tools you're going to carry with you. And then, you know, connect with people before, you know, so now I'm receiving this, you know, you download this app and it's an app for the event and you get to see individuals who are going to be there. You see the agenda, you see the speakers, you see the participants. So if there's somebody that you want to connect with, whether it's a speaker, an exhibitor, or an attendee, you could connect with them before the event. So when you get to the event, you could have further conversation with those individuals. So connect with those individuals before. And then after, that's what the follow-up is about. You know, you don't just get these business cards and just leave them. You know, sometimes when I do get business cards, I write on the back, I met Omar Muhammad at the Clothing Manufacturing Association, and we talked about him providing t-shirts for my corporate event. Follow up 3 days later per the person. Got it? So figure out, you know, what your follow-up strategy is going to be. Of course, you want to kind of go back to all of the things that we talked about, you know, while you were gone. First of all, did you meet your goals and objectives? Did you come within budget? Now that you spent the money, you know, what's your plan of action to recover that funding? Because you want to make more sales. You have opportunity to make more sales. Were you making sales while you were away from the office? So kind of check those systems that you put in place, check those out. And then your marketing tools, you know, did your marketing tools work for you while you were at the conference? And then, you know, I would give it at least a week. Because, you know, people are coming back and the email box is so full that they may not get to the marketing piece that you provided them. So give them an opportunity to debrief themselves and then follow up with those individuals. So those are some ideas for that you can take with you before and after the conference. And as you know, these are some resources that we have for formerly incarcerated individuals. We have, of course, a podcast called the Breakthrough Podcast. We have our own meetups. We have an annual conference, but not like, well, I'm not going to say, but we have an annual conference. And if you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, come and check us out. You know, great opportunity to do some networking with individuals. We have an entrepreneurship bootcamp. We have a one-on-one business counseling. So if you have a business plan, if you have a business idea and you want to speak with somebody, we have resources to do that. And of course, RYU is found in the Returning Citizens magazine, as well as on our website at www. Let me just go to it here, edacmorgan.com. And we're also on Ride Small Biz at Instagram. So until then, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.